This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1544, an excerpt from the book Project 333, The Minimalist Fashion Challenge That Proves Less Really Is So Much More by Courtney Carver. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best blogs or articles I can find and get permission from. Sometimes books too, which is the case today. I'm reading a book from popular minimalist writer Courtney Carver. The book just came out today. That's Project 333. For now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book, Project 333, The Minimalist Fashion Challenge That Proves Less Really Is So Much More by Courtney Carver. If you're reading this book hoping for a recommendation for the perfect pair of jeans or a little black dress that you don't want to live without, do a quick review of your wardrobe history. How many pairs of jeans have you owned in your lifetime? How many little black dresses? How many stylish bags? How's that working for you? The truth is, there will never be an item of clothing that changes your life or convinces people you are someone you are not. Shopping won't fix the past or secure the future. More is not the answer. Before I discovered the power of less, reduce stress, and simplify my life, I thought the answer to all my problems was more. I thought I'd be happier with more money, more closet space, more shopping, more spending, and more stuff overall. I thought people would like or love or respect me more if I did more for them and proved myself by doing more in every area of my life. But more didn't result in more happiness, closer relationships, or better health. It did the opposite. My quest for more resulted in stress, depression, and strained relationships, and eventually led to exhaustion and illness. My favorite place for more was my closet. If I gained weight, I bought more clothing. If I lost weight, I bought more clothing. If nothing seemed to fit, I bought more shoes instead. If I had an upcoming event, I bought more clothes and more accessories to dress up the clothes. If I had a good day, I'd celebrate with a shopping trip. If I found a shirt I liked, I bought more of them in different colors and then wore the black one all the time. If I had a bad day, I'd medicate with more shopping. Seeking more was one way to go, but it wasn't a good one because it contributed to my sense of discontent. Something wasn't right, but I didn't know what it was. Instead of trying to figure it out, I turned to more stuff, more busyness, more shopping. When things are broken but bearable, it feels easier at first to stay at bearable rather than address the problems. As I began to let go of things in an effort to reduce stress, I felt something I hadn't felt in many years. I felt light. I also began to feel happier and healthier, so I kept going. Soon enough, less replaced more as a new direction and solution that I hadn't expected. Less was the answer. I noticed that when I had less to take care of, worry about, and think about, I felt lighter. I removed things from my diet, my calendar, and my budget. Then it was time to consider my stuff. At first, I didn't think my stuff, the clutter I had collected for decades, was stressful, but eventually I realized it was. It weighed me down and kept me distracted. Once I saw the stuff as stress, I wanted to give it all away. Luckily, I didn't, otherwise this might be called Project 33 instead of 333. At first, I backburnered the more in my closet because I didn't want to go there. I had some pretty solid reasons for holding onto the stuff in my closet. After all, I had spent a lot of money buying it all, and some of it had sentimental value. I also thought people judged me on what I was wearing. I had all kinds of identity issues and emotions tied up in my wardrobe, so it was hard to think about. I worked on simplifying other things first and then decided it was time to go into my closet and start Project 333. More of the good stuff, what to expect from Project 333. There's one thing you should know right away. You don't have to get rid of all the more in your closet when you start Project 333. In fact, I don't recommend that you do. All I ask is that you hide the extra stuff. Get everything out of sight when you start the challenge. There's a method to my madness here. The separation you create will matter later. It'll make it easier to identify what you enjoy wearing and what needs to go. The distance you put between you and your excess stuff will make it easier to let go too. You simply won't care about it like you did when you had to look at it every day when you opened your closet. I remember going into my boxes and stored items after my first 3 months with 33 items, and my first thought when looking through everything was, what was I thinking? Why had I held on for so long to pieces that I didn't enjoy and never wore? Why did I spend so much time feeling bad about not wearing them? A few months apart and all I could think was, time to donate this stuff. Even though all the extra stuff eventually went out the door, if I had let go of it immediately, I would have wondered if I had made the right decision and worried that I would have to buy everything again, creating extra stress. Take this part of the challenge more cautiously, and instead of letting go right away of all the excess stuff, fake it by getting it out of sight for 3 months. Even though less replaced more as my go-to problem-solving technique, I can't help but celebrate the kind of more that has come from dressing with less. Everyone experienced this a little differently, but this is what I've heard from people who try Project 333. 1. I have more time in the morning. This is usually the first benefit people notice when they take the challenge. Instead of spending time trying on different outfits or stressing about what to wear, they have time for breakfast, meditation, or starting the day at a slower, more peaceful pace. 2, I'm saving more money. No doubt about this one. I took my weekly shopping trips to quarterly or even less frequently with Project 333. 3, I have more attention for what interests me. Imagine if we harnessed all the energy and attention we spend on how we look and what we wear, and instead directed it towards things that really matter to us and to the world. 4, I get more compliments. This one was a surprise. I started to receive not only more compliments, but different compliments. Instead of, I like that necklace or those shoes, I heard more things like, you look so good, or what is it about you that's changed? You look great. 5, I have more confidence. This was just one of many inside shifts. I had given so much power to my clothes, I forgot I could be confident wearing anything. These weren't the only changes. People who tried Project 333 noticed less anxiety and more clarity and focus. They reported they had more patience with their children and that they were sleeping better. The shifts that were happening in my life and that I was hearing about from others had nothing to do with shirts, shoes, scarves, or belts. The changes we noticed were heart shifts. You have to start somewhere. Minimalist Fashion Challenge Project 333 isn't about fashion or clothes, but that's where it starts. When you realize how much stress you can release, how much space you can create, how much money you can save, and how much joy you'll experience simply by reducing the number of items in your closet, you'll wonder why you didn't start sooner. This challenge begins with a focus on less in the form of fewer items in your wardrobe, but the results and insights you'll glean will have very little to do with what's on your hangers. Instead, they'll be focused on more of the good stuff, more proof that less is, in fact, more. If more isn't working for you either, try less. You just listened to an excerpt from the book Project 333, The Minimalist Fashion Challenge That Proves Less Really Is So Much More by Courtney Carver.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Again, the book just came out today. You can find more info about that at bemorewithless.com. She's also doing a book tour. I'm hoping to attend the San Diego event in about a month. Maybe I'll see you there. Find out about that, the book, and a lot more from Courtney at bemorewithless.com. All right, I'll leave it at that. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing to the show. And I'll be back tomorrow reading to you. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.